This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1656, Fast English Conversation about Children in Nature. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Let's get better at understanding fast native group conversations. Today, Jessica and Aubrey join Lindsay and Michelle to talk about teaching kids to appreciate nature. Listen in to practice with a lively group conversation today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hello, everyone. How are you today? Excited to be here, all four of us.
Yes, very excited.
Hey, guys.
I know. This is great. It's great to see you guys on video and audio today. But today's topic, you know, we are showing our listeners, guys, today how to listen to a vibrant, exciting, natural native English conversation, right? We want to show you guys what it sounds like when you interrupt each other and when we go off on tangents. This is real English. So if you want to get more of this, go over to allearsenglish.com/fast. But guys, today's topic is I want to ask you how you think we can encourage children to appreciate nature more. I mean, what is your first reaction when you hear that question?
That's a good question.
My first reaction is just how extremely important it is right now. I mean, I was just reading last week about how Oregon is in a drought. Our entire state is in a drought. And just this idea of like we have to appreciate nature in order to save the planet for the future.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. Do you guys think, here's a question. Do you think that certain seeds, you know, not trying to be punny here, but certain seeds need to be planted early in one's life? Like we've all, you know, some of us maybe went abroad at a young age and that seed was planted. We got excited about international travel, right? Do you think that the nature seed needs to be planted for kids? Like they need to go to nature camp or something? Or do you think that they can develop that as later in life as kids, like 10 plus? What do you think?
I hope they can develop it later in life because we're trying so hard with our twins are 7. They hate hiking. They don't want to go outside. So we're like, we can't give up. We have to keep encouraging them, keep it up. And so it hasn't happened yet and they're 7. So I'm still hopeful. I'm hopeful that later in life, soon, they're going to. But part of it's we're like, in the desert.
If I think we were that's in Colorado. Like anything with kids. I mean, yeah, it's nice to think about planting the seeds, right? But like I hated – I liked reading as a kid, but like, then I wasn't so into it. And now I love reading. And, you know, I think it's just like different things come back into your life. Like if you're for a lot sure. of times,
yeah,
if you're planting the seeds a little too much where it's forced, you know, like it's like, oh, you're forced yeah. to do something that you don't like it, like piano lessons or, you know, just like any of those things. And right. then you grow into having a love for yeah. it. So I think as parents, the responsibility is to try a little bit. Don't be too forceful and like know that. Yeah, I don't know if it has to be that they hike all the time or go to hiking camp or something, but maybe just like learning about the environment, learning about things like climate yeah. change and seeing the importance in that. That's why I do think it's important. Like Jessica said, I think it's very important now, but I don't think that there should be so much pressure. Like, oh, if it doesn't happen now, like they're seven and like they're it's too over. Old. Like, just forget the it. PH. Like they right, hate right, nature. Right.
They hate nature.
They hate it. It's
like, they're going to grow up and they'll just want all the forest to burn so they'll yeah. never have to hide yeah. again. Yeah,
exactly. Like, I don't think it's yeah. it's nice, but, you know, to be realistic. Yeah.
And yeah, there's yeah. there are a lot of ways in to this whole, like, nature and environment, right? It's not just, like, yeah. foliage. Right. I always foliage. Say that wrong.
You do say that a lot. That's interesting.
That's like this one word hang up I have. But it's not just that. It could be animals, right? Like going yes. to like petting zoos or right. Even like watching nature documentaries. For right?
sure. That yeah, counts. That's a good point.
They do love You Versus Wild with Bear Grylls. Have you guys seen that? He did Man Versus Wild, and then he did yeah. this cool Choose Your Own Adventure, You Versus yeah. Wild. So we got them into no, that because they love cool. like choosing what he does next.
That's yeah. awesome. That's
James
awesome.
Would probably love that. Jessica, you should check it out.
Yeah, for sure.
I love that. Well, for you guys, I mean, what are some of your favorite memories in nature as a kid? Like, what are some of the memories that come to mind when you think about your time in nature?
I did... Well, in sixth grade, there was something called outdoor ed, outdoor education. And it was like a thing in sixth grade. You go for like, I want to say like 3 nights to this campgrounds, like, and you stay with your yeah. class. And it's a really, really fun thing. And then a lot of the stuff is outside. I also That's did cool. like, you know, a lot of outdoor camps and things like that. I remember going whitewater rafting with my family. We went to the Grand wow. Canyon. We did horseback ride, like, you know, on vacation. So we did that kind of stuff. Yeah. But we also did, you know, the city trips and things like that. So it was kind of just a balance. And obviously, like, I'm not a big hiker, but I do appreciate that kind of stuff. So I think that, you know, it was like sprinkled in as just a part of my childhood.
For sure. I yeah. love that. Yeah. Awesome. When I was a kid, I went to nature camp, but not the cool nature camp. I went to the nerdy nature camp okay. where you would go out and you'd like find specimens of bark and things awesome. And like, you know, collect them and index them and all this stuff. It wasn't
that sounds
kind of
awesome.
Nature camp where you could go and canoe and jump off rope swings. Huh? It was like the nerdy kind. But I mean, I guess, yeah, it was what it was, right? It was what we could afford and what we could do for totally. A day camp.
So. I would love that nerdy yeah. nature camp now.
Yeah. Seriously.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, no. What I want to do, like one of those survival skills
oh, yeah.
camps. Wouldn't that be that fun? Would be cool. Oh, that would be yeah. great.
Yes.
They have a lot of programs like that for adults here in Oregon, of course. But for kids, there's the Trackers Camp. And James did that this year. And he like learned how to fish. And cool. they were supposed to learn how to, what do you call it when you look for food in the forest?
I was
going to
say swim.
Forage?
So swimming?
Yeah. Forage! That's
forage.
What it
I
is.
Thought it was yeah. forage, but I was too scared to say it. Because I just didn't think wrong. I was right.
You know, sometimes cool. words don't sound right to you,
yeah.
even if it is the right word. Yeah,
so
it happens
teaching
to natives,
them, like,
listeners.
Plants and berries and stuff they could eat that are, like, safe to eat?
Right.
Yeah,
totally.
That's smart. Yeah. That's cool.
But Aubrey, you like grew up in nature. You like yeah. were on a farm yeah. or a ranch or something.
Yeah,
like,
we did. Land. We lived on 5 acres, a lot of land, and we went camping wow. all the time.
That's
like that's
so cool.
Maybe all we could afford, but we also loved it. It was so fun, you know? So we were in nature a lot. We would go hiking and fishing with my dad and hunting and ice fishing in the winter where you just like drill a hole in the ice. And
oh, that's cool.
Some people Jeez. Have their little shack to keep warm. No, yeah. we were just like out in the wind on the lake. It was
and this
so
is in
cold.
Idaho? Is this
yeah,
in Idaho?
The ice oh fishing gosh. We would do in Montana. We would drive to Hebgen Lake in Montana, which is beautiful. But yeah, most of all camping and stuff in Idaho. It's beautiful there. And we do take, when we're up in Idaho for the summer, we take our kids camping. They do love that. They're just like, it's so funny how they're just really anti-hike. And we've even really done things to try and make it fun. You know, we'll like hide coins ahead of them, so they're looking for the coins as they go, and we'll bribe them and treats and stuff. Like, but they do like camping. They like other aspects of nature, and they're good about, we've been really proactive to teach them not to litter, because for some, maybe Arizona's worse than other places, but so many people here litter. They just like throw their trash in the river on the side of the road. So we'll go with our kids and clean up the sides of the road with like bags.
Oh, nice.
And I think, and they like to do it. We kind of gamify it. And that's cool. Because I don't want them to be the person who throws trash out the window ever, you know?
Yeah. Do you struggle to understand when native speakers talk fast in groups? It can be stressful. It's hard to know how to understand all the details. Join our weekly quiz program to practice your fast English listening. Go to allearsenglish.com/fast to sign up. allearsenglish.com/fast.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I think hiking is tough for kids. Like, I hated hiking when I was a kid, and we never went hiking. I think a lot of kids just don't like it. It's just hard. Like, you're just walking, and it's tiring.
It's
the sun is hot.
If you don't care about the views.
Exactly. You just don't appreciate that quite yet. So I feel like hiking's better for adults in a way.
Yeah, I feel like all of you have tried to talk me out of trying to take my kids hiking. I'm getting the message. I will give up. We'll give it a few years.
I mean, it makes me think of like, you know, when you're a kid and you go on vacation with your family and you like go on a walking tour. And to me, might as well just try to jab my eyes out with an ice pick. Like, when I was little, like, to go on a walking tour and have to hear the history of a place and like, but now.
I loved that.
Now you want to do that.
Yeah,
but
now
you probably
like,
changed.
Oh, most well, kids, like, the longer the better. Like, I want to learn all about the history. And there are certain things exactly. that you just grow into.
For
that,
sure.
You know, as a kid, maybe you don't. There are certain things as a kid you're automatically attracted to. And then the other things that may grow over time. So that's kind of, the point.
Like museums, right?
Yeah,
like,
I'm still.
You have to grow into that. You still don't like museums?
I feel like a dodo for saying that, but like, I don't. But, I'm not a museum person. Oh.
But Michelle, what about quirky museums? Like when we were in, I think, Idaho a couple summers ago, we went to the Clean Museum, the Museum of Clean, which had all these versions of vacuum cleaners and cleaning supplies in the 1920s. What about quirky things like that?
Okay,
do you
those
things?
I do. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
It's so weird.
Certain kinds of art. I do. If I'm going to go to a museum, it's got to be a quirky
it's
museum.
Cool.
But like, I feel so uncultured because sometimes, like, we were at... When we were in Amsterdam years ago, we went to the Rijksmuseum. Has anyone ever been?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
We sped through that thing. Like, I mean, it's like an amazing, amazing museum. And like, we were just getting lost. And like, and I'm sorry to say it, but I just have to be honest. But I do like, Lindsay's right. Like, I really liked, like in New York, also there's a tenement museum.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. That
like
is really
that,
maybe you've been over too.
I
went on
like
a real
that
trip
I like,
with a bunch of ninth graders.
I think maybe I don't like just like a typical art museum, but like other kinds of things, I like that a lot. So
fair enough,
guys. Don't judge me.
I'm judging.
Judging you. I'm the opposite. Like you can't find me in a vacuum cleaner museum, but I could spend like 2 weeks in the Louvre.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Even then, like, I don't know. It is true. I would never take my kids, right? I recognize, like, I shouldn't be taking them hiking, and I would never take my littler kids to the Louvre because they would be, like, over it immediately. And then it would ruin my experience. I'd be like, I want to be here for a while. It's like, I'm not going to take little kids there, you know? But it's the same thing with nature. Like, I think you guys are really right that you have to find what interests them because there are so many different aspects of it that are interesting and then really drive point the home of, like, why is, drive home the point of why is this important? Why do we care? Yeah. Right? Because
well,
the goal
they already
is,
love camping.
Yes.
So right? That's yeah. Nature.
That. Like a, yeah. Nature.
You don't need to do anything else.
I had like a little collection of rocks like that I would get and learn about the rocks. So like
that's
maybe I
nature.
Wasn't into many different aspects of nature, but it's just coming back to me now that I liked like learning about the different kinds of rocks and I put them in their little, you know, I had like a little
that's
rock
cool.
case. And so yeah. there are so many different aspects of nature. It could be animals, like you said, or whatever.
We collected yeah, a couple summers ago, we collected all these geodes. Is it a geode? The one that you can break it in half and there's all these crystals inside?
Oh, yeah.
But that's then cool. We found out the place we had found them all, it's like illegal to remove geodes from there. We were like, oh
we
no.
Maybe don't want to say that on the internet.
We had grabbed them all and broken them open and we're like,
oh no.
Whoops. Uh-oh. No wonder they were all just like there because everyone else knew not to remove them. Uh-oh. I felt terrible. It was interesting. It was kind of a lesson for like educating myself more about the places we're going and not just assuming that I can like... Because there are actually a lot of natural preserves where you can't remove anything, right? Beaches and stuff too, where like you can't remove
Absolutely.
The coral and stuff like that.
100%. Yeah, I love it. I love it. Well, guys, I think we're running out of time for today. I feel like the takeaway in my mind is that nature can be defined in a lot of ways, right? We talked about animal. We talked about maybe even having a treehouse, right? Cataloging rocks, things like that. That is such an important point. And for our listeners listening in today, guys, if you want to get more conversations like this, which is really where you need to be practicing the fast conversations, go to allearsenglish.com/fast and we'll see you there.
All right, guys. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.